America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. No more political ads on the station. I think that's a win for everybody. So we don't have to hear about all that for 5 to 10 minutes every hour. Although I think, did Rob Matzy end up winning?
Wrong way, Rob. Yeah. An informal poll of people who had heard the commercial.
That was a big one.
They were not even sure the name of his opponent.
Gotcha. Well.
But they did have the quirky sound effects.
They did. There was a lot of production there. So we appreciate people sitting through those with us. And now we turn the page and start a new chapter there. Here we go. I was at the gym today, and I'm just going to steal a question. Now I'm prepping for the show at the gym. I've changed my entire life.
You're like Dave Chappelle, who was like a skinny dude.
How am I like Dave Chappelle? He's a comedian who smoked cigarettes and had a great show on Comedy Central.
You're a skinnier guy who suddenly has decided he wants to commit to bulking up. When Dave Chappelle did Chappelle's show, he was like as much as Craig Riley, weighed like 150. Then he got all like weirdly yoked up. That is what you're trying to do. You're taking creatine now.
I did. I took it for the first time today. And something that had beets in it.
The creatine makes your pee smell funny. And I think turns it like a weird shade of yellow.
Well, asparagus makes it smell funny too, but I don't smell the asparagus. I wonder if the same thing will happen with creatine. After I eat asparagus, I don't smell.
I don't like asparagus. I don't touch it. I don't mess with asparagus.
But Amanda says, oh my God, your pee smells disgusting. And I must not have that.
You just must have a cold right now. This is in healthy times.
Yeah, this is at all times.
Well, creatine's going to do some
weird
things there,
too. And I can smell right now. I told you over here there's a lingering odor of a stale fart. I don't know if that's from Crowley and it's been sitting here since 10 a.m.
If it's from Crowley and that fart lingered there for 4 hours, there's no way Joe Starkey was going to be able to do a show.
So the question I saw at the gym on ESPN today was, are the Steelers Super Bowl contenders? They took the Steelers trading for Mike Williams, whose stats are about the same as Van Jefferson. They took the Steelers trading for Preston Smith, who has 2 sacks in Green Bay, and the GM there is excited that trading Smith allows for younger players to get in the lineup. He's declaring that trade a win for a team that is in position to make the playoffs, just getting rid of this guy. And ESPN took those two transactions and said, are the Steelers now Super Bowl contenders coming out of the trade deadline? And Andrew Hawkins, you reminded me that he's
Johnstown guy.
Johnstown, do we count Johnstown? Where do we come down on that, Donnie? You don't live that far away from Johnstown growing up out there in
I'd count it.
Greensburg.
He's not a Whippio kid, though.
Do Johnstown guys consider themselves Pittsburgh guys?
No, I don't think you say they're Pittsburgh guys. That's their own little kind of enclave.
If a Johnstown guy's on vacation, does he tell people, hey, I'm from Pittsburgh?
Here's the problem.
Oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the Johnstown problem.
Johnstown guy's in Europe. Does he say, oh, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
No.
Oh, I get it. I know where that is.
Here's the issue. If we were all in Philadelphia right now, where like a town like Westchester is legitimately, I think, like 40 miles, 50 miles almost from Philly. Like, it's a long way.
In Chester County?
Yeah, but because
they were counting votes there like crazy last night. John King was hitting the buttons and saying, listen, the percentage, we need more votes here. They need the next batch of votes. Let's see when the vote dump comes in.
So for those of you who've ever been to Philly, you take 202 and then you take 76 up and you're towards the city. And it's like a 40-minute drive, whatever. But it's like a drive that most people make.
Yep.
Like those towns, those like further flung Philly suburbs are not really that much further away from Philly or closer to Philly than Johnstown is to Pittsburgh. There's just no easy way to get to Johnstown quickly from here. It's like bare minimum you're going an hour and a half.
How long does it take? Hour and a half?
Yeah. And I think, like, if you had just some, like, super straight shot road, you probably could do it in less time.
Would you do the turnpike, and would it cost you 40
bucks? No, you'd probably go 22.
You'd
probably go 22.
Go 22. So just endless light after light after light.
To me, you've got Pittsburgh, and then you've got, all right, middle of nowhere is Somerset. You go a little north, you go, hey, Johnstown, all right.
Can you get the station in Johnstown clearly without the app? If you're in Johnstown listening right now, call 412-928-9370.
Not on the app. If you're at Sunny Hannah Golf Club right now, getting ready to play in Johnstown.
Today, you think there are tee times in this weather?
I mean, it's not that, but it's 70 degrees.
It's raining, and yeah, I guess.
70 degrees out, brother.
So Andrew Hawkins is on there, and I didn't actually hear it because it's muted at the gym. Did you hear it, Donnie, what he said about the Steelers?
No, I just saw the
quote. He
said they are a Super Bowl contender.
He just said, yes, they are. Next question. That's all we need to know. When Andrew Hawkins talks, we all listen and we all bow our head and say thank you, Andrew, for that cogent, salient analysis. Good for him. I mean, he did not have a good NFL career, and he's on ESPN on Mike Greenberg's show representing Johnstown. I'm happy for the guy. I've never met him. I don't know him from a hole in the wall, but that's pretty cool.
By all accounts, I've heard very good dude.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. Just
you're running
funny
in the
guy,
same circles
guy.
As Andrew Hawkins. Huh?
I just know of people who have encountered
him. Are they Johnstown people?
No, I think like Cleveland people because he was up there for a while.
Ah, that's right. He played for the Browns.
And have spoken very highly of him. In fact, I think one of our guests today would probably speak very highly of him. Aditi, I think, is familiar with Hawkins.
Played for the Browns? Then yes. Absolutely.
Did
he play for the Bengals?
Andrew Hawkins?
If he's got the Bengals, Browns.
I thought he did play for the Bengals.
I think
he's got to be on Aditi's top five.
Andrew Hawkins.
Checking both those
boxes.
Yes,
those are the only two teams he ever played for. 6 years in the league.
Are the Steelers Super Bowl contenders? We're now, and not just the fanatical Steelers fan who sees 6-2, sees first place, sees them beating the Giants and Jets in primetime and going into the bye on a wave of momentum, carrying them into this daunting second half. You've got the people that set the agenda that are the big national talk show people saying that they are at least entertaining the idea that they're Super Bowl contenders out of the trade deadline. Does that square with how our listeners feel? Is that where you are right now mentally? I bet it. I mean, I'll come right out and say it. I made that bet yesterday. I have the Steelers to win the Super Bowl at 35-1.
I think I put $5 at 30
to 1. So I am clearly feeling that way. I think that they are. I actually love where they are because you're not the team that has a bullseye on you. You're not the team that has all this pressure, great expectations like Charles Dickens to win it all. But you're in the conversation. I don't even think you're outside on the periphery. I think
let me ask you a question.
You can hold a handful. You got five fingers. If you can hold five teams in your hand to win the Super Bowl, they're on that
list.
From
the AFC or from the
overall? Just the whole league. They're a top five kind of team. Yes.
I think they're like a 6-7 kind of team. Are the Philadelphia Eagles a Super Bowl contender in your opinion?
No, because their coach is a nincompoop.
But you don't like Mike Tomlin.
I'm coming around on Tomlin. How many times do I have to say it here?
You have to say it a lot because the first, when you say it and you're happy with him and then he makes a decision that you don't like and they lose the game, even if the decision did not directly impact
the game
being
lost. Let me make an analogy here for a second.
You immediately back out on him.
Let me make a very relevant and topical analogy. I would assume it was very difficult for Harris in the last hour to call Trump and concede the election. If the Steelers go very far here and get to an AFC championship game, on the back of Russell Wilson and that signing and convincing him to come here and then pulling Fields for him, I will gladly, he won't call into our show probably, but I would love to have a run-in with Mike Tomlin and say, Mike, job well done. You are a great coach and a Hall of Fame coach, and congratulations on your tremendous work with this team. And yes, I've said some very critical things and negative things about you in the past. You shut me up this season. I give credit where credit is due. I am a straight shooter. That's all I do. I change my opinion based on when new information becomes available. That's all. So right now, I didn't think this team was a Super Bowl contender a month ago. I didn't think they were before the season started. I picked them to go 7-10. I think that there's only a few teams better than them right now. And they're not so much better than them where I think the Steelers are some kind of like huge underdog in this NFL landscape. So I don't think ESPN was like, if they said, are the Cowboys Super Bowl contenders for the 1,019th time this year? Yes, they would be stretching it. I don't think they were stretching it today. I don't even know what Andrew Hawkins said. I still don't know other than he just said yes. I'm not sure his reasoning. My reasoning is they have the personality. They have the profile of a team that wins the Super Bowl. They literally have like the same profile as the Chiefs last year. They're like the same exact team. They were both 6-2 through 8 games. They both have the second-ranked defense in the league. Last year, Kansas City did. Now the Steelers did. And they both had an offense that was slightly better than average. That won a Super Bowl for KC. They ended up winning 11 games. They weren't some juggernaut last year. Detroit looks like the only juggernaut. And by the way, their best player on defense is out for the season. So I think they're right there. Yes, I think they're a Super Bowl contender.
I think they are, but I don't think they're ahead of like a bunch of these teams. I'm not going to put an arbitrary.
So where do you draw the?
It.
So do you draw the line? Are there 10 Super Bowl contenders?
I think there's probably
8 or 9
teams that could win the Super Bowl this year,
and they're in there.
I think they are in there right now. Yeah, I think there's 8 or 9 teams, maybe even 10 if you want to call it.
Are the Bengals in there?
No, they're not.
Okay,
defense is completely wretched. I don't think any team. There's some like little record signpost. Any team with a certain record after a certain point has never even gotten to a Super Bowl.
Yes, we went over that. Yep, then they were there.
Washington can win it even with a rookie quarterback. Detroit is my favorite to win it still.
You'd put Detroit ahead of Pittsburgh with a rookie quarterback. It's never been done before,
Ballsy. Pittsburgh.
Or Washington ahead of Pittsburgh. You would?
I would put them ahead of them right now. I think their offense is just unbelievably dynamic. And their defense,
but
has
all
been
that history
enough. Oh, history! Yeah.
Well, you history's just cited mysteries. History with Cincinnati at 2-4. So let's be consistent here. Cincinnati,
I would put
Washington almost 60 years. Rookie quarterback has won a Super Bowl.
Donnie, you want to answer this question? I can't get a word in edgewise right now. You want to answer this one? You want to see if he lets you go? I was trying to name my teams, but I'll let you take it.
Lions are definitely a team.
Okay.
Chiefs are definitely a team. Okay. Ravens are definitely a team. The Bills are definitely a team.
I'm with you so far on that. I think Philly's...
I actually do think Philly is.
Philly makes me insane because their fans act like Sirianni should be brought before a firing squad every single game
win or
lose.
They're a lot better than what they've gotten credit for this year.
They stomped a mud hole in the Bengals, and they had the Jags just destroyed until they let them off the hook.
They let them off the hook because the coach started doing moronic things. I thought their fans were actually justified during that Jags game.
Sure, the Steelers also, if we're going to play that game, the Steelers couldn't handle a switch from Anthony Richardson to Joe Flacco and acted like they were totally powerless against him.
I think the Steelers are up there with those
teams.
They're
in the top 10. They're one of the 10 best teams, probably 9 or 8 best teams in the NFL, and therefore, by definition, they're a Super Bowl contender. They even feel like more of one right now. Here's the concession that I'll make that people will be surprised by. They feel like more of a Super Bowl contender in the AFC than Houston, for sure,
yes.
Who I just don't think can get out of their own way right now. They're very banged up. Their passing game looks mediocre. I'd even say this much. As much as I thought Minnesota was very impressive, even though it was an 8-point game against the Colts, like just completely stifling them for the most part offensively,
yep.
I'd give them a better shot than Minnesota because I don't trust Sam Darnold when the chips are on the table.
Exactly.
I've seen Russell Wilson do it before.
And Jaden Daniels.
Well, this is going to be a litmus test because if Jaden Daniels and the Steelers meet and Jaden Daniels gets the better of them, you have to take them more seriously.
We've gone down this road 20 years ago. This was the point in the season where Ben Roethlisberger was beating the Patriots and beating the Eagles and looked like in his rookie year, the second coming of Joe Namath. And then by the time he got to January, the clock had struck midnight and the coach was a pumpkin again. And they needed Doug Bryan to lose that playoff game and then got destroyed by the Patriots at home in the AFC Championship game. So
I think he's more advanced as a passer than Ben was because he's being asked to do more and played more in college. So,
I give the benefit of the doubt to Russell Wilson, not just because the stats and the history say to do so. He's played so far like a very good quarterback.
I mean, you're getting lost in the sauce here trying to argue where they rank when your original question was very straightforward. Are they a Super Bowl contender? Yeah, I actually believe that they are. And I would not have said that. The last time I would have said that about them at any point in any of these seasons was 2018 when they looked like a wagon starting to roll downhill before Juju fumbled away their chances.
So this is not ESPN hyperbole. This is not ESPN doing hot take stuff. This is a reasonable question, and we're saying it is They have a correct one. It's yes, they are.
They have the best defensive player in the league, probably, or the most disruptive, and they have a quarterback that looks through
two
games.
Don't say that's Austin Bechtold, Malsy. Sorry. Austin gets very mad at that. Actually, no, Donnie gets mad at that, not Austin. Austin actually agreed with you. Donnie says Dexter Lawrence is one. We got to go Lawrence, most disruptive.
Well, Lawrence, if he, yeah, he actually is playing like Aaron Donald, but for functional purposes, Watt's going to be the most disruptive player on defense probably in the whole playoffs. And they have a quarterback that can get the ball down the field and make offense easy. And when offense is at least easy some of the time.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are a legitimate threat if you've got everything else.
ESPN today, they started their show asking this question. Are the Steelers Super Bowl contenders? Has ESPN put the cart before the horse? 412-928-9370. Have the three of us gotten high on the supply after the Steelers deadline moves? Are we getting ahead of ourselves? 412-928-9370. This is big-time positivity for the Steelers. It's a plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. No calls from Johnstown on the board, so I guess they can't get us there terrestrially. Andrew Hawkins, who's from Jamestown, on ESPN, answered the question today.
Johnstown.
I said Jamestown. Jamestown, New York. Donnie and I have been there. Not a great ballpark.
Wasn't the first colony called Jamestown?
Yes, it disappeared.
Gone. What, lost to the sands of time?
We don't know.
Like waves or like sands through the hourglass?
It's like the lost island of Atlantis. It's one of those deals. If you know about what happened to Jamestown, 412-928-9370. Andrew Hawkins said the Steelers are Super Bowl contenders. That was the question today on ESPN. And all three of us agreed with it. So have we put the black and gold glasses on? Have we started drinking early today? Or are you buying it too? 412-928-9370. How high are you on this team after the trade deadline? Getting ready for the second half of the year. Let's start with Chuck on the north side. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Chuck.
How you doing?
Hey, Chuck.
Here's one thing I could say.
Yeah.
You know who Roger Woods is?
The Here We Go Steelers
song. Here we go. Steelers.
Yeah.
You know them?
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. I went to high school with them.
Chuck, congratulations on all your success.
Chuck, you're calling from the north side. You ever go to the old recovery room bar down the street from AGH?
Yeah. Oh, boy, what a mess that was.
Yeah. Just kind of confirming my priors here. Just wanted to make sure.
Chuck, but do you feel like they're going to the Super Bowl every year, or do you actually believe it right now?
No, I believe it right now.
What's the number one reason why you believe it?
Because for some reason, that offense is just starting to click.
And what do you think the reason is for why it's clicking?
The offensive coordinator.
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith, Big Artie Smith.
Yep.
You know he puts a zin in for every game?
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I chew snuff too.
Oh, congratulations on all your success again, Chuck. Thank you.
Man, I got such a picture of Chuck in my brain. He's definitely one of the guys.
What a flex for Roger Wood. The guy's calling him out and saying, I went to high school with the guy like he went to high school with friggin' Tom Cruise. That was unbelievable.
Chuck on the north side. I can imagine him with a big dip in, walking into the recovery room.
So there, that if Roger Wood gets that kind of pop with a guy like Chuck on the north side,
yes.
There's absolutely guys who say, oh, yeah, I went to North Catholic with Mulsey. Oh, I'm a North Catholic alum. I was in the same class as Mulsey.
I don't think there's a pride that, that they went to the same school as me.
Oh, absolutely. There's Greensburg-Salem alums out there that say the same thing about Don. Oh, you're a Greensburg-Salem guy? Yes, I am. Did you go to school with Donnie Football? Indeed. Absolutely. Oh, that must have been cool. What was he like in high school? Well, he was clean-shaven then. He had big mutton chops. He once interviewed Larry
Roger
Foote.
Do we know where Roger Wood went to high school?
Yes. I think Leechburg.
How would you possibly know something?
Because I looked at it while we were talking.
Blue Devils.
Roger Wood High School.
Look up his Wikipedia page.
I don't see it.
Here's Andy in Burgettstown. Here's Andy in Burgettstown, who has been a big believer in the Steelers because Andy is the only man in Western Pennsylvania who's been a Seahawks fan his entire life. Hello, Andy.
Hello there, fellas. Yeah, I believe Russell Wilson is going to take him. He's going to get a big contract, Steelers or not. Somebody else will if he takes him to the Super Bowl, and he's putting on a show
and
now.
Andy, you watched him in Seattle for his glory years when they went to back-to-back Super Bowls.
That's right.
Are you seeing the same Russell Wilson right now?
Yeah, I am. He knows his back's going to swallow. He's about one bad experience from being out of the game forever, so he's really tuning it up now.
Yes, he is, Andy. Did you go to school with Roger Wood?
No, I don't know who Roger Wood is, to be honest with you.
It's all right. Thank you, Andy.
Why did that call feel like it was out of the water, boy?
Chuck and Andy have set a really high bar today.
Because
they brought it.
Because Andy is from the Hollers of West Virginia, and he went to some small podunk West Virginia school, which produced former Seahawks running back Kurt Warner, who became Penn State's all-time leading rusher.
We looked this up on Google Maps and were just amazed that there was a school there at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it was like a one-room schoolhouse kind of deal.
One-room schoolhouse?
Yes, those still exist down there. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. You've done a big,
deep
dive into the history of the one-room schoolhouse.
Yes. Did you know that the governor's dog has his own office, and now he's going to have his own Senate office?
Wait, who is that? Jim Justice?
Yes. The dog has its own office with its own secretary. The dog has a secretary.
So to get to the dog, you have to go to the dog's secretary.
Correct.
Is the dog's secretary also a dog?
No, it's a human. There's a human
Wouldn't
dog
it be more
secretary.
Appropriate it's a dog with glasses on.
In a tie or a blouse.
This Justice guy loves the dog so much, this big fat bulldog, that they
isn't Justice a big man too?
He is. They brought the bulldog out for a West Virginia football game this year for the coin toss, and he put the coin on the dog's paw, and the dog flipped the coin.
I mean, if that is not the most college football thing of all time, I don't know what is.
He's like, come over. The dog's name's Baby. He's like, come over here, baby. Let's flip this. He made the dog.
Here it is.
The coin.
Pineville Elementary School, Pineville Middle School, and presumably there's a Pineville High School somewhere.
All in one room.
No, they're two large, modern-looking buildings, Pony.
Well, maybe they are now, but not when
It seem like Andy was taught by a woman named Clarabelle or something like that. Pineville's where Kurt Warner
It's like Little House on the Prairie is what it is.
I mean,
what it was.
Did they have running water back then?
They probably didn't. They probably had an outhouse.
You are unbelievable.
No, there's places in West Virginia, I'm convinced, that still don't have electricity. Not internet.
I was going to say, there are places that don't have internet.
No doubt.
Which is
kind of a problem, actually.
To think of.
There's a Tudor's Biscuit World there. You ever been to Tudor's Biscuit World?
Oh, I've heard great things. I've never been to one.
It looks like just their version of Cracker Barrel.
Well, somebody told me that there's something on the breakfast menu there that you can get that's 2,500 calories.
I mean, I don't really think that narrows anything down here.
But that's pretty much a full day's
worth. Well, wait a minute. When you go to like a nice fancy steakhouse,
okay,
and say you get the porterhouse with a nice loaded baked potato or something or whatever, potatoes au gratin.
Well, steak's not a lot of calories, Chris, so I think you're okay there.
16 ounces of it is.
No, it's still not. Not as many as you think. A bagel probably has more calories than a 16-ounce steak.
4 ounces of steak's got like 250 calories, my man.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
I know I'm right.
Oh, because you're an expert on these things now?
Yes, because you know, I lost caloric? 35 pounds on Awaken 180
weight
loss.
Harry Callis is going to be a friggin' genius on this stuff in about a week, because he's already lost close to 35 pounds, brother.
He also said steak is his secret. Somebody asked him yesterday after.
Well, you can. When you're on Awaken, like, you're eating those dinners, and it's like you're getting some nice green veggies in there with a little mayo dipping sauce you make and some steak.
412-928-9370. First two callers up said yes. The Steelers are Super Bowl contenders. Very
Mr. Kennedy!
You might have missed it, because there was stuff going on last night, but the Penguins played in New York against the Islanders. They led most of the game. Game ended up going to overtime. Then the shootout, and the Penguins lost there. So they get a loser point in their first road game on this trip. It's Carolina tomorrow night, and then a date with Alex Ovechkin in the Capitals Friday night as Sid closes in on 600 goals. He is two away. We're joined by one of his former teammates, Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy. Tyler, I'm going to start you off with a question I've never asked you before.
Oh, boy.
Were American politics a big talking point in an NHL dressing room? Would guys who were primarily Canadian, would they have big debates about our presidential elections and things like that?
No, they wouldn't. You know, I feel like politics in general is getting, I guess, more out of hand or bigger. You know, I just feel like when I was playing, like the last thing I ever talked about was the president until we won. Obviously, when we won in 09, like it kind of definitely put on the map.
And, oh, yeah, because you guys went to the White House, you're saying.
Yeah, we went to the White House. And like, yeah, I thought, wow, I was like going to the White House. But it wasn't like probably what it means to me now. Like if I went to the White House now, I'd be like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe I'm going to the White House. And back then, again, I was just, I didn't know.
You were a hockey player. You were just a young guy. You were, you're a young guy.
Especially from Canada. Especially from
what would be the equivalent, you know, like, if you had to, if you, the winning hockey team would go to like Canadian, you know, like
Ottawa?
Yeah, like you go to Ottawa. What is like the White House equivalent?
Why don't they? They should.
What's, yeah, like what's the White House equivalent? I almost called it Canada in Canada, in
the
Ottawa.
The team that wins the Stanley Cup should go to the Prime Minister's office after the win.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they do that, to be honest. I don't know if they do that, but put it this way, it wouldn't be as big as going to the White House.
You even know, for the Canadian, like, players, like they would even say, like, yeah, this is just, you know, it's Ottawa. It's, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't know. Like, again, I think coming from Canada and obviously moving here and marrying an American girl, like when you think of, like, you know, politics in general, like the U.S. is like so much more involved in it, I feel. Maybe. And again, guys, like I haven't been in Canada in 15, 20 years. So like maybe it's changed a lot. Even I think the politics have changed here, but I never really remember talking about any kind of politics, anything until, you know, again, it went to the White House in 09.
How often did you guys talk about protecting two goal leads in the third period? Because I think Mike Sullivan might need to do a little bit more chatter on that end with this team, man.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. You know, you're going against a division rival. You know, you can jump and you can catch Boston. You know, if they would have got those 2 points there at 11, they would have got 13. They would have been tied with Boston. They lose the 1 point, but they give up to the Islanders. And, again, I thought they played pretty good. I don't think they played unbelievable in the first two periods, but I thought they played good enough to win. But, again, it started with one bad penalty by O'Connor. And then you can kind of just see the ball starting to build up, like they were coming. And again, that power play goal gets the momentum and they keep the momentum. And again, when you go to OT and you're playing against a goalie like Sorokin, like, you know, how are your odds? You know, like, especially in the penalty, in the shootout, you know, like he's like one of the top goalies in the league.
What stood out about the White House when you were there? What are the things about Tyler Kennedy's White House visit that blew you away, or maybe you were underwhelmed by those types of things?
probably the security, like just all the security that was in there. Like he had to go through like, you know, 4 metal detectors and all. Like there's just guys everywhere.
Are they hidden too? Are they like standing behind columns and stuff like that?
Yeah, they're just there. You know, like you look, they'll be peeking at you, or like, you know, they're just always there. And just driving in, you just feel that, like, how special it is, you know. And like, obviously, the Americans, like the Orpiks and the Adams and guys like that, like, they took it, they, you know what I mean? It meant a lot more to the American players. But again, we only got to see the first floor. We never, like, it wasn't like, and I'm not sure if this is like any other, like, sports team, but we weren't like wheeling around the White House. Like, I wasn't going up and seeing where like these guys are eating dinner, you know. Like, you're on the main floor, you're seeing all these, like,
they take you through like the Lincoln of, like, bedroom or anything like that, or is that on the second floor?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Do they at least feed you?
Yeah, do they feed you? Is there a meal involved?
No, like there's like, you know, like little appetizer stuff like that, but
hors d'oeuvres.
It's not like we sat, yeah, little hors d'oeuvres. But I just remember like all these old pictures of like all these like ex-presidents and all this stuff. And again, I'm 20 from a different country. I'm like, who is this guy on the wall?
Oh, there's some weird looking paintings in that house too. Some of those guys were strange looking dudes.
Yeah, but it was so cool. And like, just seeing like, who was it? I think it was Obama. And when he came down, it was like, you can tell like he only has so much time in a day. He came down, he did a speech, shook her hands, and he was gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't, you know, he didn't really like hang out with us. He was just on such a strict schedule that like, I was like, wow, this guy is
pretty busy.
This guy's got a lot going on. Yeah, this guy's busy. And again, like, it's not like, and like, it's, I don't know if he's like that big of a hockey guy, to be honest. Like, he was reading off a paper and like, oh, these are the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, they beat, you know, Detroit in the finals. They had like a little joke. And then, you know, again, it was all off of paper. So again, I don't know how much he was involved watching us beat Detroit, but it didn't seem like he was.
Tyler, we will do this again next week. Thank you, buddy.
Boys, I should pull up pictures. You should have told me we were going to talk about this, because I actually like took a bunch of pictures in there. Maybe you'll see some of the guys in the background taking, like, what's this kid doing taking pictures? But again, they're all great pictures. So.
See you, brother. See you,
TK.
See you, boys.
Tyler Kennedy.
You think Brooks Orpik blinked once while he was in the White House?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.